Bez Hashem, a few quick ha'aris and yesaidais from Parshas Chukas and Parshas Balak. In Parshas Chukas, zayis Chukas ha'taira, and this lashon is mashma that it's a chayk for the whole taira, not just about parah in particular. And it's coming to teach us the truth is that the whole taira is like this derech of parah haduma. Number one, that with a real crux of the reason we do it is because it's the gezeira of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Even the mitzvahs that have reasons, and Hashem gives us the reasons, and we're supposed to be misbeinin in those reasons, but that is not the core source and cause of why we keep the mitzvah. We keep the mitzvah because it's Hashem telling us to do the mitzvah. That the Kabbalah's oil that spreads through all the mitzvahs, not just the chukim, which we know don't have a visible tam, but even those mishpatim and other things that have a visible reason behind it, we also need to be mekayim it because of a chayk, because it's a gzeres hamelech, because Hashem wants it to be, irregardless of whether we understand the reason or don't. Another thing that Rav Moshe brings down, that one of the unique things of the para is that's metahar the tmeim and metamah the tahirim. Which means like this, and it's a chayk of the whole Torah. It's telling you that in every midah and midah, to be mekayin the mitzvahs Hashem, even with things that are opposites each other. For example, this thing of being an anav, it's important to be an anav for yourself and to be respectful and to understand the gaiva and the need for the kavod of your friend and to be makbid on his kavod. And the same thing with, let's say, money, right? To give a lot, be giving a lot in tzedakah, but to sometimes be sparing in your own needs when necessary. So you see, with every midah in the Torah, you serve Hashem b'shnei yitzarecha, every single moment in time, using each midah for what you need, and sometimes it's the opposite things. You're using some midahs, you know, in opposite ways, where you're very giving in the right way and you're very sparing in another way, all according to the way the Torah wants it from you. And that's the remez over here also, that just like the Torah is mitar tmeim and matamah tahirim, the same thing we need to understand, that the Torah gives us midos and concepts of things that we need to utilize, even opposite things, and to use something that, let's say, element that may not be one that need to be used a lot. For example, if you're a kanoas, as an example, sometimes you need to do it l'shem Hashem, and you do it in the right measure of when Hashem wants you to do it. But in general, to be pleasant, and so on and so forth. Or like David HaMelech, he was on one hand an extremely humble person, but on the other hand, he was a fighter, kigibur kari, when he fought the enemies of Hashem. And those opposite midos is what the remez is of being metar tahirim and metamet tmeim, and to realize that every midah has its particular role to do in being mekayim the ratzon Hashem and keeping all the mitzvahs. Another thing to recognize is in Parshas Balak we see that evil is not intrinsic. Meaning like this, when Bilam said to Balak, and he was an evil person, and he acknowledged that you could give me all the money in the world, I cannot be over the Pi Hashem. I cannot do that. Bilam had to recognize that. As evil as he was, he had to acknowledge that. This is a revelation to teach us this lesson, that evil is not intrinsic. Even the bad that we see is a creation, is a klisharis even, to use to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem hid himself and created this concept of Ra in order to have Bechira, in order to give us free will to get to Ashlemus. The Sefer Zayir HaKadosh compares this to a mushal of a prostitute that's hired by the king to test his son to see if he will pass the test. So that Zayna, that the Melech commanded her to entice his son, she has to do her role to try her very utmost best to cause the king's son to stumble. That is her job. So she's doing that job. But at the same time, her deepest, truest hope in serving the king by doing his command, she is hoping that he, the son, refuses her. That's the deep, deep desire of that Zayna, because she loves the king and she's only doing this and putting up her best performance because the king wanted her to do this, to put her son to the test, his son to the test, but she truly wants him not to fail that test. Same thing with the Yetzirah. The panemius of it is yes, he has to do his job to try to knock people off their game, but in the panemius, he would rather have you defeat him, because that is the true Ratzon Hashem. And that is really the essence of understanding of what Ra is, that it's not intrinsic. The whole purpose is to allow Bechira, and even Ra wants to be transformed into good. Another lesson from this week's Parsha is how Klal Yisrael is compared to earth. And earth, we know, has Eitzreis in them. It has, first of all, the ability to have vegetation and trees and fruits and vegetables. It also has within it minerals and gold and silver and diamonds underneath, and oil, precious expensive in oil, and so on. It has tremendous treasures in this offer. It seems like everyone treads on it and it has no value. You look at it and it seems like it's worthless, but it has within it all the treasures. Same thing with us. Klal Yisrael is compared to Ofer. We may look simple, we may look low, people tread on us, but we have within us Eitzreis of Emuna, of Ahavas Hashem, of Yiras Hashem, built in, buried into the heart of every single Jew. Sometimes it's hard to pull out these Eitzreis out of a Jew, and it's because it's buried very deep. Sometimes it's only on the surface and it's easier to get out, but that is our role in life. The Baal Shem Tov brings down this Rayon that is so important, to be able to look at Klal Yisrael like this offer that looks simple but has tremendous Eitzreis of potential within it, that we need to bring it out. Combined with this is the concept of what Bilam said in the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a bracha. Lo hibit oven b'yakov v'lo yirah omel b'yisrael Hashem elikav imay. Meaning that the reason why, and we have to understand this, the reason why Hashem does not see oven b'yakov, does not see any evil in Yaakov whatsoever, is because Hashem already sees our fullest potential, our truest nature, that we have the ability to overcome that Yetzirah that we talked about, or that Nefesh HaBahamas, that animalistic desires. We have the ability to overcome it and to actualize our true potential. And it's within our power, because we have within us a godly soul, a chelek lekami mal, that wants to bring out that potential. And that is what we need to understand from this bracha. Lo hibit oven b'yakov v'lo yirah omel b'yisrael. Because Hashem sees the truth of our essence. He sees the truth behind the deficiencies. And the reason is because Hashem Elokav Imai, Hashem is with him. God is within every Jew. And we have the ability to do that. And when we look at Jews this way, like Hashem truly looks at us, we'll be able to bring out that potential. That potential out in its beauty and its glory. And we'll be able to see the treasures and the jewels that's within every single Jew that we need, that brings that special contribution to Klal Yisrael. And may we be b'zoicha by doing this. This is really the key to Be'ezus Hashem, bring Mashiach, like it's hinted to V'yared Miyakov and so on, that it talks about that. That how do you get to that point? By lohibit oven b'yakov. By being malam b'tzchus. By looking at the good in every single yid. And that's how we will zoicha be'ezus Hashem to have the geula shlema, by learning about this ahavas chinam, by seeing the good, by seeing the oitzreis, by seeing the treasures in every single yid and bringing out their beautiful potential. Have a wonderful Shabbos.